Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Your will be done on earth in this space-time as it is in heaven. Give us today, give us this day, let it be now. Give us this day our daily bread, our daily recognition of each other in the light of the conversion of our body form. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us those who appear to be attacking us in the realization that the debt of us has been paid. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our association with each other. And lead me not into the temptation to attempt to be separate from my certainty of who I am with you, but deliver me into a new body identity of light that we will be celebrating now in the birth of my Savior, Jesus Christ. Deliver us from the evil of the formulation of our body formulation that will show us in our shared love for each other the certainty that they have come. For thine they have come. Is the kingdom and the glory and the power forever and forever and forever and forever. Amen. The time and space have come at last, and have always been, when the message of the New Testament of the resurrected man, Jesus, are coming into this continuum of time. And it's impossible, if you're watching this video, that you are not a part of the healing process. Everything has gone before. This is a review of what has already occurred. This is an acceptance of a fundamental realization that all of the continuity of space-time is going on in this time and in this place, and it's going on in your mind. But the self that you recognize in your own mind is the self of atom, the self of separation, the self of the body. So the directions of our Savior say to us that standing next to you is the light and love of Jesus, who has been with you, all right, since the incident of the insertion into time in a declaration of apparent independence in light form from the entire creative reality of universal mind. So the teachings of Jesus, and all he really says in the scripture, is, I am here with you now. I will stay with you in the completion of this process. Let's still down just for a moment, shall we? Sometimes when we come into the aspects and intervals of our time mind, we're determined to continue to identify ourselves in the illusion of sequential time. We're going to take just a moment now to slow that down. All right. There. That's better. See the healing aspects that are coming to us? Let's listen just for a moment to a prayer, a meditation in this Course in Miracles through the Saviorship of Jesus that is allowing us for just a moment to be still and see that we never really left the kingdom. Here's who you are. The Son of God is my identity. Myself is holy beyond all the thoughts of holiness of which I now conceive. Its shimmering and perfect purity is far more brilliant than is any light that I have ever looked upon. Its love is limitless with an intensity that holds all things within it in the calm of quiet certainty. Its strength comes not from burning impulses which move the world, but from the boundless love of God Himself. How far beyond this world myself must be, and yet how near to me and close to God. Father, you know my true identity. Reveal it now to me, who am your son, that I may waken to the truth in you and know that heaven is restored to me. The whole proclamation of Jesus in this scripture of your resurrection is to direct your attention to the certainty, as he says, that you have a kingdom to rule in the entirety of your self-exposure. Let's take just another moment now in a meditation to acknowledge our need for that kingdom. Huh? Well, you've been in a continuity of time that was denying you access to the kingdom of God, which is where your rulership is. Listen. This is all about you. Myself is ruler of the universe. It is impossible that anything should come to me unbidden by myself. Even in this world, it is I who rule my destiny. What happens is what I desire. What does not occur is what I do not want to happen. This must I accept. For thus am I led past this world to my creations, children of my will, in heaven, where my holy self abides with them and him who has created me. You are the self whom you created son, creating like yourself and one with you. Myself, which rules the universe, is but your will in perfect union with my own, which can but offer glad assent to yours, that it may be extended to itself. I looked at the world, things that are going on in this world now, in definitions of the retention of a grievance that represents the action of pain and death, which you describe as war, and your need to retain it within the faculty of your mind to assure your own definition, so that laying down the defenses of your mind is not immediately as easy as it might appear in the scripture of Jesus Christ. You see that? It takes some practice. You can train your mind on a moment-by-moment basis to release the defense of yourself in the certainty that it's you that's attacking you, and in the loss of that defense will be the harmony of a new continuum. It isn't necessary that the world acknowledge it. Indeed, this is what a miracle is. In the action of the giving of your mind was the solution. So that the frustration that you felt about the incurable nature of that disease have left you now, what will increase? Your gratitude. The idea that the solution through the love of Jesus and the spirit of reality gives you a positive indication that you were not responsible for your healing. Okay. Your healing is occurring simultaneously with a momentary recognition of who you really are and where you really are. We need just 1 minute of quiet here for a recentering that's going to show you that this time and place is available to you. Your peace is with me, Father. I am safe. Your peace surrounds me, Father. Where I go, your peace goes there with me. It sheds its light on everyone I meet. I bring it to the desolate and the lonely and the afraid. I give your peace to those who suffer pain or grieve for loss or think they are bereft of hope and happiness. Send them to me, my Father. Let me bring your peace with me, for I would save your Son, as is your will, that I may come to recognize myself. And so we go in peace. To all the world we give the message that we have received, and thus we come to hear the voice for God, who speaks to us as we relate His word, whose love we recognize because we share the word that He has given us. Now, we're looking at the inevitable idea that all of the images that you see are actually not there. Including what? Your image of yourself. Now, I understand that this may appear conceptually absurd to you, but I assure you, if you'll trust me in the converting nature of this mind training, you'll begin to see that the obstacle to you understanding the fullness so you can escape from this mass dark form is nothing but your own conceptual idea about yourself. And as long as you can trust the idea of the very, very little limitations that you have concerning your occupation of flesh and bone, the idea that you are hydrogen oxygen and carbon. I'm looking now at the nitrogen cloud that's all around you. You can't see. You're blind. You can't hear. You're deaf. And you're afraid of the light. You stand here with me. Within this parameter of form, let's try a little healing. Okay? This is what you've been afraid of, isn't it? Okay. Well, you've been afraid of the idea that God, the mind of God, the energy of the universe, is all around you. All right? And just for a moment, we're going to let it go. And you go, don't do that. Why not? The practice is the release. It's a transcendental moment in which you can actually leave this little hovel of time. Let's listen to a meditation. Stay with it for a minute. And we'll share it together because what? The light is beginning to envelop you. Listen. Father, you stand before me and behind me and beside me in the place I see myself and everywhere that I go. You are in all the things I look upon, the sounds I hear, and every hand that reaches out for my own. In you, time disappears, and place becomes a meaningless belief for what surrounds your son and keeps him safe is love itself. There is no source but this, and nothing is that does not share its holiness that stands beyond your one creation or without the love which holds all things within itself. Father, your son is like yourself. We come to you in your own name today to be at peace within your everlasting love. This from Jesus. My brothers, join with me in this today. This is salvation's prayer. Must we not join in what will save the world along with us? So welcome to the time and place where the decision was made by you in correspondence with the images of forms that you previously identified as separate human beings and now recognize momentarily as a part of what you are to a new aggregation of vibratory associations of light. Okay? This from the teachings of our Savior Jesus Christ, who says in Aramaic that sin, your idea of separation, the term that he uses to remember this teaching is kata. The idea of kata, it's an archery term in Aramaic, says you're just off the mark. So everything that you've been doing in your alignment of light form has not been able to show you the truth of you. Now, in that vibration will be the light and energy of the love that we share. Shall we be quiet just for a moment? And let's listen to the idea of the rhythm of ourselves together in the reassociations of our mind. It's a meditation that can actually lead us right out of here now. If we choose, we can depart this imagery of death at this moment. Listen. My heart is beating in the peace of God. Surrounding me is all the life that God created in His love. It calls to me in every heartbeat and in every breath. in every action and in every thought. Peace fills my heart and floods my body with the purpose of forgiveness. Now my mind is healed, and all I need to save the world is given me. Each heartbeat brings me peace. Each breath infuses me with strength. I am a messenger of God, directed by His voice, sustained by Him in love, and held forever quiet and at peace within His loving arms. Each heartbeat calls His name, and every one is answered by His voice, assuring me I am at home in Him. Let me attend Your answer, not my own. Father, my heart is beating in the peace the heart of love created. It is there and only there that I can be at home. Each heartbeat that you're feeling now is part of the healing procedure expressed in a momentary recognition of our own perfection. You look at me as a healer for just a moment without the necessity to judge me. What we call spiritual healing is the power of mind to express perfection in a moment of the releases of the defenses of its conceptual self. This directly from our Savior Jesus. He says, let me abide with you just for a moment in the rhythm of your mind, in that heartbeat there, and feel emerging in you the new heart of you. The certainty that the patterns of light that surround you are becoming joyous in the happy realization of what? Your escape from death. Okay? This is your escape. There. Say to me, what did I find? What are you finding? The present. There. You're finding what? Here and now. I can be hurt by nothing but my thoughts. Father, your Son is perfect. When I think that I am hurt in any way, it is because I have forgotten who I am and that I am as you created me. Your thoughts can only bring me happiness. If ever I am sad or hurt or ill, I have forgotten what you think and put my little meaningless ideas in place of where your thoughts belong and where they are. I can be hurt by nothing but my thoughts. The thoughts I think with you can only bless. The thoughts I think with you alone are true. I will not hurt myself today, for I am far beyond all pain. My Father placed me safe in heaven, watching over me, and I would not attack the Son He loves, for what He loves is also mine to love. I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. So dreams of holiness, dreams of being whole, are a part of the healing process. Here's the crucial element involved in it. It has to begin in your own mind. Now, what am I doing with you now? I'm offering you an image of the certainty of the reflection that I have gained through the Christ mind, very simply through the mind of Jesus, who constantly reminds me that if I don't forgive our relationships together, I will and must get a false reflection of myself. So the reflection of you that I am offering you through His mind will heal you, and is healing you, and has healed you. And you have come into this association of time, recognized yourself in an instant, and have departed the space-time. That's a true thing. My true identity abides in you. Father, I made an image of myself, and it is this I call the Son of God. Yet is creation as it always was, for your creation is unchangeable. Let me not worship idols today. I am He my Father loves. My holiness remains the light of heaven and the love of God. Is not what is beloved of you secure? Is not the light of heaven infinite? Is not your Son my true identity when you created everything that is? Now are we one in shared identity with God our Father as our only source and everything created part of us. And so we offer blessing to all things, uniting lovingly with all the world, which our forgiveness has made one with us. Yes, there's positively no way that I can prove to you that you are whole and perfect as you were created and are in fact back in heaven. I can offer you the solution to be born again through the resurrection of the mind of our Christ, but the decision to perform the act and reassociate yourself with that healing process is yours to make. Let's look together. There. There. See, a little happiness came into you. Notice that you didn't try to escape from the pain. You simply for a moment let it be. And since it's resolved instantly by you deciding you don't want to hold the tension of your conceptual identity. Let's quiet down just another moment now, because the light is beginning to surround us, isn't it? Do you see? And let's do just one more idea of quiet so we can let the joy that we're experiencing swell in us. This is a day of stillness and of peace. Christ's vision looks through me today. His sight shows me all things forgiven and at peace, and offers this same vision to the world. And I accept this vision in its name, both for myself and for the world as well. What loveliness we look upon today. What holiness we see surrounding us. And it is given us to recognize it is a holiness in which we share. It is the holiness of God Himself. This day my mind is quiet to receive the thoughts you offer me, and I accept what comes from you instead of from myself. I do not know the way to you, but you are wholly certain. Father, guide your Son along the quiet path that leads to you. Let my forgiveness be complete, and let the memory of you return to me. The crucial element involved in the teaching of the saviorship of Jesus, in my teaching, is that fundamentally there's nothing outside of you. Now we've located the source of the problem, which would have to be you, and the solution that must be another you who is present within your mind. And this is the teaching of the New Testament. So the realignment that I'm performing at this time and place for you will remind you that you are whole and perfect. Are you listening to me? Your body had absolutely nothing to do with it. I want you to listen to one meditation. And it's not difficult, and I'll explain it to you. This is from Jesus. I want you to hear it from me because of our certainty in the action of our mind. There's no such thing as a neutral thought. All right? The idea of neutrality, where there is a moment of no correspondence, all right, can only be looked at within a conceptual association. But the fact of the matter is the construction, okay, ideologically in your association with yourself and the physicality of you as represented by your body actually don't exist at all. But it leaves you with the dilemma of how to use your body in the recognition of your own mind. Listen. My body is a wholly neutral thing. I am a son of God. And can I be another thing as well? Did God create the mortal and the corruptible? What use has God's beloved Son for what must die? And yet a neutral thing does not see death, for thoughts of fear are not invested there, nor is a mockery of love bestowed upon it. What happens? Its neutrality protects it while it has a use, and afterwards, without a purpose, it is laid aside. Are you listening to this? It is not sick, nor old, nor hurt. It is but functionless, unneeded, and cast off. Let me not see it more than this today, of service for a while and fit to serve, to keep its usefulness while it can serve, and then to be what? Replaced for greater good. My body, Father, cannot be your son, and what is not created cannot be sinful nor sinless, neither good nor bad. Let me then use this dream to help your plan that we awaken from all dreams that we made. As I look at you now, representing His healing grace, there is no possibility that I would attempt to judge you as being the ideas of body form that you brought into this spatial reference. I'm going to allow that to be dissolved in this moment of healing so that we can see and share the image of our perfection together. Practice. I am whole and perfect as I was created. This is the time and place I have chosen to let the love and the light and the power of the mind of Jesus surround me through this Holy Spirit of joy. And at this time and place, I can see that I am perfect as I was created. I'm not going to judge anymore. I have used judgment in order to continue to feel the sorrow and the pain and the grievances that hold me in this temporal idea of a body, and I don't want them anymore. Let's share just another moment of quiet and listen to the relief that you're being offered right now in this moment of the wholeness of you. And God Himself shall wipe away all tears. Father, unless I judge, I cannot weep. Nor can I suffer pain or feel I am abandoned or unneeded in the world. This is my home because I judge it not, and therefore it is only what you will. Let me today behold it uncondemned. Through happy eyes, forgiveness has released from all distortion. Let me see your world instead of mine. And all the tears I shed will be forgotten, for their source is gone. Father, I will not judge your world today. Listen, God's world is happy. Those who look on it can only add their joy to it and bless it as a cause of further joy in them. We wept because we did not understand, but we have learned the world we saw was false, and we will look upon God's world today. This is an experiment, right? And Jesus is speaking to you now. And if you let this ancient yet new idea of his correspondence with his certainty of who you are merge with the doubt that you express in the fear of not being able to take a breath, you will realize that surrounding you, all right, is all the help in the universe. Everything that you're ever going to need to allow you to take that breath is around you. Quietly now, okay, that prayer to God is being answered by the presence that you may be able to feel of angels. There's a specialization in the nature of the healing form that I think I'll offer you. In that light form representing you, the nature of peace, the nature of love that you're experiencing, I will show you in this new meditation how much you can entirely depend on this breath. And we'll be back in just a moment. Let's slow down just a little bit more. And listen to this offering from the mind of Jesus. The Holy Christ is born in me today. Watch with me, angels. Watch with me today. Let all God's holy thoughts surround me and be still with me while heaven's Son is born. Let earthly sounds be quiet, and the sights to which I am accustomed disappear. Let Christ be welcome where he is at home, and let him hear the sounds that he understands and see but sights that show his Father's love. Let him no longer be a stranger here, for he is born again in me today. Your Son is welcome, Father. He has come to save me from the evil self that I made. He is the self that you have given me. He is but what I really am in truth. He is the Son you love above all else. He is myself as you created me. It is not Christ that can be crucified. Safe in your arms, let me receive your Son. Good. Breathe on me, O breath of life, that I may see the eternal love that we share together in the certainty of a process that we are undergoing through the auspices of the Saviorship of Jesus of Nazareth, who has always been with us. Let's try one more contact, okay, one more link through the practice of this prayer. Right? Because surrounding us now is that light, isn't it? And you're beginning to feel that joy. Listen. Father, there is a vision which beholds all things as sinless, so that fear has gone, and where it was is love invited in. And love will come wherever it is asked. This vision is your gift. The eyes of Christ look on a world forgiven. In his sight are all its sins forgiven, for he sees no sin in anything that he looks upon. Now let his true perception come to me, that I may waken from this dream of sin and look within upon my sinlessness, which you have kept completely undefiled upon the altar to your Holy Son, the self with which I would identify. Let us today behold each other in the sight of Christ. How beautiful we are, how holy and how loving. Brother, come and join with me today. We save the world when we have joined, for in our vision, it becomes as holy as the light in us. What are we accomplishing here and there and with this healing moment? We're freeing ourselves of the necessity of separate body identifications. This is from my Savior, Jesus Christ. I want you to hear it. He says to you directly in the New Testament that there is a corrupt body and that there is a whole body, and that he is going to represent to you, following his resurrection, a new body that he will interpose between us, so that we can recognize together the entirety of our wholeness. This is what I'm offering you here and now in this meditation of direct contact. Your hearts are repairing at a very rapid rate. But I love you. Would you like to borrow my heart for a second? Huh? It's not 75 years old. It's about 17 or 18. It's matured to its fullest extent. It's going to represent a freshness in me that I can accomplish within my own relationship. Biblically, this is Isaiah. There's some lovely passages in the Old Testament that indicate very plainly what Jesus accomplished in his own physicality and asks you to accomplish in the new spirit of your realization that actually you're not a body. One more quiet time in meditation that will indicate how free you can actually be at this moment. Listen. Father, my freedom is in you alone. I did not understand what made me free, nor what my freedom is, nor where to look to find it, Father. I have searched in vain until I heard your voice directing me. Now I would guide myself no longer, for I have neither made nor understood the way to find my freedom. But I trust in you. You who endowed me with my freedom as your holy son will not be lost to me. Your voice directs me, and the way to you is opening and clear to me at last. Father, my freedom is in you alone. Father, it is my will that I return. Today we answer for the world which will be freed along with us. How glad are we to find our freedom through the certain way our Father has established. And how sure is all the world's salvation when we learn our freedom can be found in God alone. Here's the problem you have. Let's look at it together for a minute. You actually believe that as a figure within the relationship of your identity within your own conceptual mind, that I am separate from you. Because you believe within your own concept of yourself that that is true, you split your conceptual mind into mutual distractions from the entirety of who you are and share a reflection from your past with what you think is your present condition. But the truth of the matter is, until you placed an idea outside yourself from your past, you would not be able to see at all. And if you couldn't see at all, you would have to acknowledge in the mind training that the presence of you, the true you that's standing with you right there, is what? Beginning to come into a correspondence of light where you begin to detect the wholeness of you. All right? Let's try it. Minds communicate. The mind that I am offering you right here and right now is a correspondence of yourself. This is the healing procedure of Jesus Christ. I cannot offer you as a spiritual teacher or healer more than you are willing to accept about yourself. I can tell you through his biblical references in the New Testament that you are whole and perfect as you were created. I can tell you that all power is given unto you in heaven and earth, and that your acceptance of that power will allow you to see a new determination of a continuity of time. It's actually been going on here and now. Isn't that nice to be able to see that? Huh? Can you feel now how peace is beginning to come on you? We'll read a little more about time, but now that you're beginning to have this feeling, let's share it together and listen to this. This is salvation's keynote. What I see reflects a process in my mind, which starts with my idea of what I want. From there, the mind makes up an image of the thing the mind desires, judges valuable, and therefore what? Seeks to find. These images are then projected outward, looked upon, esteemed as real, and guarded as one's own. From insane wishes comes an insane world. From judgment comes a world condemned. Are you listening? And from forgiving thoughts, a gentle world comes forth with mercy for the Holy Son of God to offer him a kindly home where he can rest a while before he journeys on and help his brothers walk ahead with him and find the way to heaven and to God. Our Father, your ideas reflect the truth, and mine apart from yours but make up dreams. Let me behold what only yours reflect, for yours and yours alone establish truth. Now, the healing procedure in the next 3 minutes is going to be dramatic because I can feel the Holy Spirit coming in with us here. See, this is how we're going to heal, isn't it? Okay, this is a call to you. Perhaps you, those of you who are Christians, recognize altar calls. It's a call where you can come and present momentarily your certainty that Jesus is present with you. What occurs? The light from one mind is recognized by a light from the other mind. This is the healing procedure. There's no requirement that the sickness be defined. Can you see that? Why? The healing is occurring instantaneously in the recognition of the light of our Savior. Did we require a certain quiet when we came into this time and place? Certainly. Let's practice it a little now. Listen. Father, I was created in your mind, a holy thought that never left its home. I am forever your effect, and you forever and forever are my cause. As you created me, I have remained. Where you established me, I still abide, and all your attributes abide in me, because it is your will to have a son so like his cause that cause and its effects are indistinguishable. Let me know that I am an effect of God, and so I have the power to create like you. And as it is in heaven, so on earth. Your plan I follow here, and at the end I know that you will gather your effects into the tranquil heaven of your love, where earth will vanish and all separate thoughts unite in glory as the Son of God. Let us today behold earth disappear, at first transformed, and then, forgiven, fade entirely into God's holy will. Our trouble, as indicated by him in the New Testament, is one of time. We have conceived of ourselves, and this is John 1 and John 3, which perhaps you saw in previous videos. We're going to review them in just a moment, but mostly I want you to see now that when you entered into this frame of time, you had conceived of yourself in such a manner that his presence was being denied you. Let's listen to one of his lessons from this course. This instant is the only time that there is. Listen. I have conceived of time in such a way that I defeat my aim. If I elect to reach past time to timelessness, I must change my perception of what time is for. Time's purpose cannot be to keep the past and future one. The only interval in which I can be safe from time is now. Can you hear this? for in this instant has forgiveness come to set me free. The birth of Christ is now, without a past or future. He has come to give his present blessing to the world, restoring it to timelessness and love. And love is ever present, right here and right now. Thanks for this instant, Father. It is now I am redeemed. This instant is the time that you have appointed for your Son's release and for salvation of the world in him. We're standing together in the particulars of the release of your anger. Are you listening to me? It's going to be impossible for you to be totally healed as long as you retain a vengeance of a sort concerning this world, yourself, and God. We're going to get to the Sermon on the Mount, aren't we? Finally, we're going to get to the idea that what you do to others is coming back to you. You believe that someone must be to blame for the symptom, for the disease from which you suffer. Absolutely not true. No one is to blame for the disease from which you suffer. Okay? You are perfect and whole as you were created. We have to take a look just for a moment at one meditation within Jesus' Course in Miracles that asks you to look at the retention of the fear and anger that you hold on to, okay, so we can practice letting it go, and what? Suddenly we're going to be healed. Listen. Here's our problem. Anger must come from judgment. And judgment is the weapon I would use against myself to keep the miracle away from me. Father, I want what goes against my will and do not want what is my will to have. Straighten my mind, my Father. It's sick, but you have offered freedom and I choose to claim your gift today. And so I give all judgment to the one you gave to me to judge for me. He sees what I behold, and yet he knows the truth. He looks on pain, and yet he understands it is not real. And in his understanding, it is healed. He gives the miracles my dreams would hide from my awareness. Let him judge today. I do not know my will, but he is sure it is your own. And he will speak for me and call your miracles to come to me. Listen today for the Holy Spirit. Be very still and hear the gentle voice for God assuring you that he has judged you as the Son he loves. I understand that you momentarily take a great deal of joy in revenge. I watched your television this morning with Jesus, as a matter of fact, and we look at all of the particulars where you express the grievances that are occurring and cannot not want to react to them in the defense of yourself. I have no solution to that problem, except to assure you that it's not who you are. I know who you are, and you know who you are. And this is the time and place that you decided to let that occurrence happen, okay, so that you will spring out of the idea of the containment of time and be in the kingdom of heaven. One more final meditation to show us now that we're able to share that peace and joy. I have no cause for anger or for fear, Father, for you surround me. And in every need that I perceive, your grace suffices me. I had to come back for just a moment. This is the scripture of A Course in Miracles, obviously from the mind of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He uses particular words, all right, that are actually Aramaic translations. There's a great deal of joy going on in the kingdom about the manner in which Aramaic, which was Jesus's native language, attempted to express itself, all right. In Aramaic, the word for your joy and peace will suffice really means it's all I'll ever need. Okay? It's not more than I need. It's not less than I need. It's everything that I ever need. And most humans believe that suffice is a form of sacrifice. And they're dead wrong. The sufficiency of the universal love of God through Jesus Christ, okay, makes available to me an unlimited supply that I give away in order to know that it will suffice. It's never too much and it's never too little. Will you say that to me? Say to me, love is just right. That was just right. Do you intend to take that out into the world? The very, very vast majority of people who watch the videos of love that I offer them have already assumed roles of teachers. Nobody's a student, obviously. You're actually only teaching yourself. This is a true statement. But the idea that you need a demonstration of it, okay, I've given you the particulars of an assignment that you've accepted to carry the message of Jesus to all the world. And that's what we're doing. Okay. And His healing love will suffice. Listen. Father, let me remember You are here and I am not alone. Surrounding me is everlasting love. I have no cause for anything except the perfect peace and joy that I share with You. What need have I for anger or for fear? Surrounding me is perfect safety. Can I be afraid when Your eternal promise goes with me? Surrounding me is perfect sinlessness. What can I fear when You created me in holiness as perfect as Your own? God's grace suffices us in everything that He would have us do, and only that we choose to be our will as well as His. How very beautiful. Yea. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy will dwell with me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So this is A Course in Miracles from the Savior of this world, Jesus Christ, who promised to remain with us and has done so to offer us a continuing transfiguration, initially in the particle wave identities of our body, followed by a resurrection, which is about to occur here and now. Look at me. Those of you latecomers now, we're going to quiet down just for a moment, and we're going to read a little meditation that will help you flow into the light of the correspondence of our minds that will be available to you. Listen. Father, I wake today with miracles correcting my perception of all things. And so begins the day I share with you, as I will share eternity, for time has stepped aside today. I do not seek the things of time, and so I will not look upon them. What I seek today transcends all laws of time and things perceived in time. I would forget all things except your love. I would abide in you and know no laws except your love of love. And I would find the peace which you created for your Son, forgetting all the foolish toys I made as I behold your glory and my own. And when the evening comes today, we will remember nothing but the peace of God. For what we will learn today is our peace. And when we forget all things except God's love, we will share together the love of here and now.